Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we unravel the complex world of technology one byte at a time. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of algorithms and data.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech enthusiast, here to ask all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're embarking on an exciting journey down the complete data scientist roadmap for 2026.
That's right, Jamie. It's a roadmap filled with twists, turns, and a fair share of nerd-level tech. So buckle up as we dive into what it takes to become a data scientist in the future.
And by future, you mean now, right? Because 2026 is only a few years away, and let me tell you, my calendar is already filling up.
Exactly, Jamie. The field of data science is evolving rapidly. Our journey begins with the foundation layer, mathematics, statistics, and programming. Think of it as the bedrock of data science.
Bedrock, huh? So we're basically data archaeologists? I guess it's time to dust off my old algebra books. But seriously, why are these skills so crucial?
Well, imagine trying to build a house without laying down a solid foundation first. Mathematics and statistics are the tools that help us formulate and optimize models, while programming automates workflows and scales solutions. Without a strong grasp of these, we'd be lost in the data wilderness.
So, no building castles in the cloud without our trusty math and coding skills. Got it. But what about the tools of the trade?
Ah, the tools are where things get interesting. Python remains the dominant language for data science, thanks to libraries like scikit-learn, pandas, and PyTorch. And let's not forget about MLOps tools like MLflow and Kubeflow, making deployment a breeze.
Hold on, MLOps? Sounds like a new workout routine. Should I be stretching for this?
Not exactly, Jamie. MLOps stands for Machine Learning Operations. It's all about bridging the gap between the model building and deployment in production, ensuring that our data science projects are not just experiments, but real-world applications.
Ah, so it's like making sure our data science muscles are not just for show. Speaking of real-world applications, I heard we need to build projects that showcase real-world impact. Sounds daunting. Any tips?
Absolutely. The key is to focus on projects that solve actual problems. Think beyond Kaggle competitions. Work on something that demonstrates how data science can improve processes, enhance decision-making, or even predict future trends. And remember, reproducibility and ethical AI are paramount.
Ethical AI? That sounds like a superhero code of conduct. Do we get capes?
I wish. But in data science, our cape is our commitment to responsible and fair use of AI. It's about being mindful of the data we use, the models we build, and the impact they have on real people.
Got it. No capes, just great responsibility. Now for the million-dollar question. Do I need a PhD to embark on this journey?
Not at all. While a PhD can be beneficial, many successful data scientists come from diverse backgrounds. Focus on building a strong portfolio, mastering the tools and techniques, and staying curious.
That's a relief. So what's our next step on this roadmap?
The next step is to dive deeper into learning Python for data analysis, exploring machine learning models, and maybe even deploying your first model using tools like FastAPI or Docker.
Sounds like we have our work cut out for us. But with this roadmap, I feel ready to take on the challenge. And who knows, maybe we'll even discover some data science treasure along the way.
With that spirit, I have no doubt we will, Jamie. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey through the complete data scientist roadmap for 2026. Stay tuned for more episodes where we'll break down these topics even further.
Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, keep your curiosity sparked and your data clean.
Goodbye and happy data exploring.